What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Luke Mindpower podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about self-love, and this is the truth about self-love that most people never learn. I know that this episode is going to change your life. I am basically a reflection of my actions, but my actions started by practicing self-love. So stick with me over the course of this podcast episode. And if you're someone that's maybe learned about self-love recently, or maybe you've never ever delved into understanding the power of self-love or loving yourself or understanding why it's important to love yourself, then this episode is for you. And if you think that somebody could benefit from this episode when you're listening to this, and maybe they're struggling with their past or they've got depression or anxiety, it's very, very likely that they're missing one important piece of this puzzle that helps you to create more peace in your life, is to have a really good relationship with yourself. And that starts with loving yourself. So make sure you share this episode far and wide. And before I share with you this amazing information about self-love, I just want you to remember that in the description below, you have a bunch of different links that can help you to learn more about the Luke Mindpower community, our coaching institute, and a few other options there that you can look at on your own time, in your own time, just to learn more about what we offer and how we can help you to transform your life or to become a certified life coach. Without further ado, let's get this episode underway. Now, Firstly, I just want to share, self-love is something that I had never heard of, but vaguely I remember being young, probably around 16 or something. And I don't know, you know what, to be honest, I can't even remember this story. Like, I've said it many times before and I remember saying it, but I can't remember exactly if it's true or if it's real or if I made it up. But maybe it's a good story anyway, because I made it up from somewhere and I must have seen it, or I don't know if I saw it, okay? But the truth is, I was standing on the street in Sydney and I saw a girl across the other side of the street, and she was walking and she was looking at herself in the mirror. I'm kid you not, this is the story. And I remember looking at her and thinking to myself, and this is where I was back when I was 16, 17, whatever. I was a lanky, skinny teenager. And I looked at her and I had this thought was, and the thought was, look at her, like she's looking at herself, like she loves herself. Like as if I was like trying to be like goody two shoes, like I'm too good. I'm too good for her, you know? And I remember that, you know, it's always stuck with me. And like I said, I can't remember if it's real or not, but it's there. It was a story. It came from somewhere, you know? But it just sticks with me because I'm like, yeah, that approach was like, you know, someone's looking at themselves and they're really admiring their facial features, or they're looking at themselves in the mirror and they're loving what they see and they look happy. And then my ego or my pain or my judgment was judging her, saying, you know, oh my gosh, like she loves herself. Like, look at her. She's looking at herself in the mirror. So how many times have you looked at someone and thought, nah, look at them, they're full of themselves, right? They love themselves. And I never realized the importance. And obviously now I've evolved a lot. So I see a lot of content creators. I see a lot of people in self-help, personal development, talking about self-love. And I want to share with you three secrets of self-love that you're going to need to learn if you want to find inner peace. So if you want inner peace, just hold your horses, because I'm going to share with you this important part of self-love that no one talks about or really understands. So by the end of this episode, you're going to have the tools and the information to be able to go, okay, I've never done this before, but I'm going to start doing it. Have we got a deal? Okay, let's keep moving forward. So quick overview about self-love, okay? Basically, in 2018, because you look at me, I'm a man, and you know, not many men talk about self-love. You know, in 2018, I was on a journey of like finding my purpose, changing my life, quitting my job. I was working in the government for 9.5 years, you know. I was looking for something, you know, and what that was starting a business. I wanted to move overseas, change my life. You know, I knew that I had to change. If things were going to change in my life, I had to change. And so this journey led me down this path of just discovering. And this is what your life is about. It's about discovering your gifts, discovering your pain, discovering your limitations, discovering what is that within you that you don't know about yet that is your greatness. And so this is something I was looking for a long time. So 6 or 7 months into my journey of awakening, okay, and when I say awakening, I mean like, you know, change, transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly, okay? I realized that I had a fear of public speaking, a fear of communication. Like, look at me now, like what I do. I'm a motivational speaker. I have a podcast. I'm a coach. Like, I'm using my voice. You know, I'm not sitting here going, oh my gosh, like, who's going to see me? I have to be careful. And by the way, guys, if this is resonating with you, please share this and like, comment, leave your comments, because I reply to all the comments in YouTube and wherever you are on Facebook if you're watching as well. So make sure you're letting me know what your thoughts are. If I'm saying something that's coming up for you, let me know. So I realized that I had a fear of public speaking. And so this fear, what I realized after I had found a speaking program, which is again something I created as well, it's called Speak and Transform. And it helps you to become more confident in communication. But what it did for me is it taught me about self-love. And when I started doing this, and about 1 week into the course, I was like, shit, what is going on here? Like, I started doing this, which is, I wrote it down here because I'm just don't want to forget. So the first secret is the mirror work. And you would have learned this or heard this from Louise Hay. She talks about the mirror work so much, okay? Hay House Productions. Okay, she's massive. Look up Louise Hay. She, if you type it in mirror work on YouTube, you'll probably find Louise Hay talking about mirror work. Okay, but this mirror work is something I learned from Lisa Nichols. Okay, and the way that Lisa Nichols taught it is, I believe it's better than what a lot of people try to tell you what mirror work actually is. Okay, so let me break it down for you. A lot of people, they think, oh, you know, I do mirror work. Oh, I've heard of mirror work. Oh, yeah, wow. I do that exercise. I talk to myself in the mirror. Yeah, it's really good. Okay. Now, some people, because, and the reason why I know this, guys, is because inside my coaching program, I teach people how to do this exercise. And this is one of the secrets of what helped me to grow as a person and to reconnect with myself and with God, okay, with the Holy Spirit. So a lot of people in my coaching program who have gone through, I've had to correct them. So this is through my own findings, working with real people who have wanted to transform and heal their inner child, heal their childhood trauma, heal their past. They want to grow in self-love. So what I've found that happens a lot of the times is I share with them the process of what to do, the steps, the sentences to say. And what happens at my findings of when I hear people saying, yeah, I'm doing the mirror work in my coaching program. And they're like, yeah, I'm doing the mirror work. I'm saying positive affirmations to myself in the mirror. And I'm saying, I'm having a conversations with myself and I'm just talking to myself. Right. And as soon as I hear that, I'm like, oh goodness. Okay. You're doing it wrong. Okay. Now, in my opinion, it's wrong. Okay. It's not bad, but in terms of getting the results, in terms of, creating that lasting connection with yourself. Yes, it's great to look at yourself in the mirror. It's great to talk to yourself and look at yourself and say positive things, 100%. I'm not denying that at all. But this process that I was taught by Lisa Nichols is absolutely transformational. And if you want it, I'll share it with you, okay? And the reason why is because, one, it's repetitive. Two, it's three sentences that you have to keep saying over and over and over and over again. And three, because it forces you to dig deep and heal and commit to yourself. It's not just this, hi, Luke, how are you today? Oh, I believe in you, Luke. You're amazing, Luke. Keep going, Luke. You're awesome, Luke. You know, you're really smart, Luke. Doesn't matter what people say, Luke. I believe in you. Like, I hope that you have a great day today. You crushed it yesterday. Let's have another great day today. Go, Luke. You can do this. Okay. So that's just me having a conversation with myself in the mirror, right? Like, that's not, I'm going to be my best friend. I'm going to say, bro, you're awesome. You're amazing. I love you so much. You're okay. That's not a bad thing to do. Okay. If I'm looking at myself in the mirror right now, But these three sentences, and you continue to do this, and this is what I teach in my coaching program. Same thing as what Lisa Nichols taught me. Same thing that helped me to awaken to my greatness, transform my life. First one, Luke, I'm proud of you for times seven. Okay? So you say that seven times. The next one is Luke, or your name, I forgive you for. Now you think about it. Why is that so powerful? I forgive you. And I think maybe that's why, you know, some people struggle to do the exercise, because when you get down into the I forgive you, there's probably a lot of underlining fear or pain or guilt or shame that you've been carrying. And then it's almost like a automatic unconscious withdrawal from the exercise. So then you just talk to yourself and you're just like, hi, I believe in you. Yeah. And you don't do the exercise properly. And if some of you guys are in the Superpower Mastermind, or even in Speak and Transform, in our speaking program, or in our personal transformation self-healing program, then you'll know about the exercise, and you'll know yourself if you're doing it right or wrong. So the forgive you one is really powerful. And then the last one is your name, and I'm committed to, you know. So the first one is just acknowledging who you are. Luke, I'm proud of you for doing certain so-and-so, or, you know, believing in yourself, not giving up on yourself, whatever that is. Seven things, okay? I think the bigger part of it, guys, is the vulnerability that's required for you to stand. And this is what used to happen to me when I was started doing it. What would happen is you would stand there saying, Luke, I'm proud of you for waking up on time today. Luke, I'm proud of you for not giving up on your dreams. And then at one point you would stand there and go, Luke, I'm proud of, what am I proud of? Now, it's quite confronting if you've never done this exercise before, and all of a sudden you're standing in front of yourself, looking at yourself in your own eyeballs, and you don't know what you're proud of, or you don't know what to say. And I remember doing this because I would stand there and I'd be like, oh my goodness, like I can't remember, or I don't know what to say, or this is weird. Like I'm just standing here looking at myself and I can't think. So I had to teach myself that it was okay to be here with myself. It was okay to look at myself in the face. It was okay for me to pause and slow down and not try to have it all figured out straight away. That's the power there. That's the connection. That's the vulnerability. That's the open heart. Right? Guys, like, this is just ridiculous. Like, I'm feeling the energy from everybody that's tuning in right now. And like, this is where your healing is. You know, this is where I changed my whole life and why I became who I became. And it's just like, not enough people are doing this exercise. They're not doing it the correct way, and they're not doing it long enough. Okay. And then the last one, yeah, like I said, it's Luke, I'm committed to. So your name, and I'm committed to. What are you committed to? I'm committed to going to the gym 6 days a week. I'm committed to going to bed earlier, maybe 9:30 p.m. Maybe you've been going to bed at 12. I'm committed to not scrolling and keeping my phone in my bedroom, and then I'm scrolling while I'm in bed before I go to sleep. Whatever your commitments are, I'm committed to being healthier. I'm committed to doing a two-day fast every 3 weeks. Whatever your commitments are, right? And that is keeping the promises to yourself. So no wonder you build a lot of self-confidence, because you keep telling yourself in the mirror that you're committed to shit. And when you're committed to shit and you follow through, what happens, man? Your subconscious mind gets programmed that, wow, when I tell my shit I'm going to do stuff and I actually do it, I actually feel good. You get a hit of dopamine and you're like, boom, fuck, I showed up for myself. This is amazing. So no wonder you build confidence, because the way you build confidence is by keeping the promises to yourself. Saying shit and then not follow through. That's just programming your mind that you're unreliable. I don't know if you want to be an unreliable fucking best friend to yourself, but this is what this is all about, because you're taking responsibility for your life. You're not saying, oh, you know, someone's going to come and save me. Someone's going to do it for me. It's your responsibility. Program yourself in a really good way. Surround yourself with the right environment. Do the fucking work. Show up, be consistent, and you'll get there. So that's the first one. Number two. Communication. Oh, once you start doing this self-love shit, what happens is you start become aware of the boundaries that you're letting loose, and you're letting people cross your boundaries. So guess what the fuck happens then, ladies and gentlemen? Communication. What happens with communication? Guess what? All of a sudden, you got a fucking voice. You ain't no fucking person that loves themselves but doesn't fucking stand up for themselves, Right? You realize that, oh my gosh, like I'm being disrespected. I really appreciate myself. I really love myself. I really respect myself. And if I really respect myself, why am I allowing people to treat me like this? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm saying, man. This shit is heavy. This shit is amazing. So then what happens? These are the little out of your comfort zone moments that you have to go through. Okay. The next thing I'm going to teach you is the communication, which is actually not a confrontation. It's called a carefrontation. I teach this in my coaching program. Right? Carefrontation. Where did I learn this from? Lisa Nichols, when I did my course in 2018, she taught me about the carefrontation. What is that? It's the sandwich method. It's just going up to your family or your friends or whatever and saying, hey, man, like, I love you. You're amazing. This and I really appreciate you. But what you said to me last week, it really hurt my feelings. Did it make me feel good? Did you mean to hurt me? I don't know. Like, I just don't like the way you talk to me. So all of a sudden, instead of you suppressing, whenever you have a problem that you're dealing with, for example, could be something that someone says or a family member or a parent or a friend or a coworker. And in that moment, you want to say something, but then you kind of go, oh, what's the point? You know, like, oh, I don't want to make drama or I don't want to say anything. Or maybe you just don't have the courage to say anything. Guess what? You walk away, that thought goes into your body. So what happens? I'm suppressing now. And everything that you suppress, you don't express, and everything that you hold in stays there. And then eventually what happens is that's why you fall into a deep rest, low vibration, depression, because you're just consuming all of this energy that's up here that goes into your body. Right? Because depression is such a low vibration. It's not even, like, it's just such a dense space of accumulation, right? Of nothing that's been released, you know? So why is communication so powerful? Because all of a sudden, what is here coming up for you, you're then thinking about it and going, oh my goodness, like I need to actually release it. I need to talk about it. I need to share it. I need to talk. I need to have those uncomfortable conversations. And every single time, ladies and gentlemen, you have that uncomfortable conversation with whoever it is that's triggered you or that you're bothered by or that's hurt your feelings or whatever it is, you liberate yourself. You liberate, you feel freedom. And it doesn't happen just once time. It happens a few times, multiple times. I've had to do this like with lots of different friends, family members, as I continue to evolve and find my voice and have my own back. You know, I had to stand up to the world, that being family, friends, whatever that is, and say, hey, I value me. And if I value me, I'm going to fucking teach you to value me, to respect me. And if you don't like it, guess what? You're going to tell me to fuck off. And then guess what? I'm going to fucking know that I don't want you in my life. And then I'll know where I stand. Because the truth is, I don't want people around me that don't respect me, that don't appreciate me, that don't value me, that can't sit with me and have a fucking real genuine conversation. I don't want that. Am I making some sense, ladies and gentlemen? I know I am. Just checking in with you. Very powerful. So communication. And the last one is action. Because the action is required. Okay? Action. Communication in the action. The mirror work in the action. Right? It's actually showing up and going, okay, now I'm evolving. Now I'm becoming a better version of myself. Now I'm becoming more self-aware. What are the actions? What are the boundaries I need to put into place so I can protect my peace? What are the things that I need to be consistent on? What are the habits that I need to change to become who I've never been? I've got to start doing things I've never done. So what are those things that you need to do that are going to help you to get to where you want to be? I said this to my niece and I said, Ella, I said, if you want to change your life, you need to change your habits. And that requires action, because it requires you being self-aware of the way that you live right now and saying, well, if I was the best version of myself and the most successful version of myself in 2 years' time, what kind of lifestyle would that person be living? How would they be living? What would they be doing? Where would they be living? What would their routine look like? What would their health look like? And then start doing all of that, which is action. But stay consistent with the mirror work. Stay consistent with realizing that people are crossing your boundaries or that there's conversations that need to be had. And that takes a bit of courage. But again, man, you got this one life. You deserve to be respected. You deserve to not suppress. That's why I always said to everyone when they start my coaching programs, everything that you reveal, and no one knows this as much as I do, because there's all these other deeper therapies and somatic healing and EMDR and all these different types of different things. But I'm telling you, man, if you're in the right environment, you're working with the right coach, you got a fucking good community behind you, and you feel connected, supported, inspired, empowered, and you understand that everything that you reveal, you heal. You change your life. You absolutely change your life, you know? So that's it, guys. That's it. I hope that that was really valuable and powerful for you guys. I hope so. But yeah, thanks for joining me. We're going to do some more of this very, very soon. But I really appreciate you for joining. This was another opportunity for me to kind of share with you a little bit more about what I've learned along the journey, especially talking about self-love. It's something that I absolutely appreciate and I love it. And, you know, it really changed my life. So thank you for being here with me. And guess what? I'll see you on the next episode. I appreciate you guys. And make sure you check out the description below if you're watching on YouTube. A lot of different links how you can get in touch with us if you're looking to work on yourself or maybe you want to become a certified life coach.